Hi, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to Life Autistic. This is episode number 657. And I got the work I came to Clovis to do. It was pretty easy. Got some documentation picked up and everything going just greasy. Let me tell you, I need to explore this whole how all these things are fitting together, you know? You start knowing that you're stumbling onto truths. Now, whether you want the truth to be true or is a whole other issue. But you start knowing things are true when they start fitting together really interesting, like if you're shaking a puzzle, all of a sudden the puzzle starts coming together. You know you're striking on some chord, something that's really honest. And, you know, I was thinking about this whole thing, you know, tent living and liken to go on a bicycle and things like that. Now, I don't think it's just the truth. I think it's actually something that's kind of leading you towards some place where you're supposed to be going. Now, that sounds like a religious thing. You know, God is steering you. And you go, well, yeah, God is steering you. I've had God tell me stories to get me to do things he wanted me to do. He needed me to do. Should I tell you the story about how that happened? No. Let's not tell you the story about how that happened, because that's just spooky. Anyway. But God ends up being a real active participant in our lives if we let him. That's the big thing. He's never kind of a pushy force guy, but he'll get involved with your life if you let him. Especially if you ask him. And I've been asking God for a long time to get involved, and he has. Of course, you have to understand, when you want somebody to help you who knows more about you than you do, you have to anticipate that things are not going to turn out as you plan them. So, there it is. What do you do about that? How does that all kind of work itself out? I do not begin to presume. I'm not sure how that's all going to, how things pan out, but it's always interesting when you shake the puzzle box and the pieces start falling together. That's spooky. Because you know he's making the pieces go together. You're just doing the shaking. And it's like, whoa, it's not supposed to work this way. But when you invite God to help you, well, things do start working that way, and it's really weird sometimes, and you're like, because you start noticing it. You start noticing it all the time. Oh my gosh, it's prairie dog heaven over here. I bet you this guy wishes he were dead. I think it's the family that just sold off all their land and just bought the Gore's house. I used to know the girl that used to live there. Long ago. Anyway, so all this stuff kind of coming together, you know. Not disliking people, but just not actively going out and seeking their company. And when people say, ooh, let's go get social, it's like, I don't want to get social, you know. I don't know, you know, people always say, well, Jay, did somebody do something evil to you in your past? And I say, I don't know. Maybe. I can't say. I can't tell. And it's like, well, you need to get through that. You know, I'm sure some psychologist or somebody that's kind of that kind of a person would say, well, you've got to get through this. So you need to go to all the parties. And I'd probably just vomit and commit, you know, want to commit suicide. So I tend to avoid those people because I really don't want to be helped on this. I don't. Anyway, I will accept God's help. Now, it doesn't mean that he's not going to steer me into a couple of psychologists, too. You know, he has the right to do that. I give him the right to do that because I trust him. Trust that he's going to steer me in the right direction. But I'm not going to voluntarily just walk into it, you know. It's almost going to be like, hi, my name is Jeff, and I'm a psychologist. I know exactly what you're feeling, Jay, and I can help you. And it's like, oh, God, do I really want your help? Do I really want your help? Do I want help from you? I don't know if I do or not. Then I like the whole thing about, you know, you can do missionary work by just being odd and eccentric, and people will ask you, why are you so odd and eccentric? Or they'll say, oh man, that's just so cool, you're cool. And they say, here's a book all about how I'm so cool. And it'll be like the Book of Mormon or something. And it's like, oh, you know. People don't like religion very much. I tend to find that religion leaves a bad taste in people's mouths, and they don't like it. So I don't approach these things in a religious way. God is this guy who's just smarter and faster and quicker and just knows everything. And when you look at him that way, doesn't it make sense to seek out his friendship? Doesn't it make sense to listen to what he says? Because he is smarter and faster and quicker and knows everything. Wouldn't that be sensible? Alas! I think so. So yeah, wouldn't you want to avail yourself of somebody like that? Once you start calling him God, once you start putting a religious wrapping around him, all of a sudden he starts getting disgusting, and people don't like it. I don't like that idea. It was really funny. It's really funny. In the last episode, I was talking about, or maybe it was the one before, I don't remember. Anyway, I was talking about the little IRC chat I had. It didn't last very long at all, but it gave me some interesting insights into how some people think. And it tended to be kind of a consensus opinion. Nobody seemed to be throwing themselves against it. Of course, they all said that Christians were these tyrants who had to force their ideas on you. It's like, what? What kind of force do you see? Am I pointing a gun to your head and telling you you have to believe these things? No. And then how I was coming across saying, well, I don't really consider myself a Christian. I try to follow Jesus Christ, but that isn't what constitutes, I think, being a Christian, because too many people use that word in too many different contexts, and I choose to just stay away from that word. You know, not going to go for that. Anyway, so so what was coming out was how angry people are that God is supposed to be this omniscient, omnipotent person, and yet he lets this world be as crappy as it is. He lets people make mistakes. And I was like, whoa! I said, maybe you have no clue what God really wants out of you, or what you're allowed to do. You make it sound like God is the great puppet master. And then I thought back to what a lot of Christians teach. I mean, just Amy Grant, who does songs, what the kind of concepts she wove into her songs made my skin crawl. You know, it was like, God is the great puppet master. I need to surrender myself to your guiding will. And it's like, yeah, God pulls the strings, and you're supposed to be this floppy puppet. And he gets to act through you. And you go, no, I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. We all have our free will. Now, God can give us suggestions or give us promptings, and we can act on those, or we can choose not to. Most people don't. Most people don't do that. But that's how it works. It isn't that God all of a sudden animates you and turns you into a different person, like some kind of weird, freaky zombie. Oh, I'm a zombie for Christ! No. That's not how it works. Or that's not my concept of how it works. If it works the way you are, how come more people aren't jerking around going, repent? You know, why isn't that so? Because everybody has free will. Whether they like it or not, whether they believe that's how God works or not, that's what happens. Now, trying to be a good person, trying to do good things, isn't that wonderful? Aren't we grateful? I'm grateful for Christianity, quote-unquote Christianity, because It tries to make people good. People who try to practice Christianity are basically good people. Perfect? No. I wish they'd try a little harder. They've got this whole thing about, oh, I've been forgiven. And you go, so? I says, well, whether that's true or not is debatable. But the whole point is, do you bring honor to the name of Christ? A lot of people don't. A lot of people hide behind being Christian. A lot of people, you know, they put the little fishies on the back of their cars. They put on their tie tacks. And then they rip you off and treat you like garbage. And you go, oh, well, great. See, that's why I say, please don't call me a Christian. Because that's what a lot of people do. They hide behind or they kind of wave their Christian flag to try to give them a little bit of, you know, oh, I'm a good person. I'm a good person because I'm a Christian. And then they'll turn around and stab you in the back. Or stab you in the front. You know? Oh, yes, very good Christian. You know, so I don't like the term Christian particularly. Follower of Christ I like better, but I'm sure somebody tromps all over that one too. The fact that the United States is a Christian nation, quote-unquote Christian nation, is embarrassing. A lot of the things that the American government has done in the name of America embarrasses me to the point to where it's like, please don't call this a Christian nation. I would call this a confused, violent, child nation having temper tantrums, and you prick its finger and it goes out and starts killing everybody it can see. I don't like that. The whole Iraq war, things like that. Iraq war, it's not. Our continuing occupation of Iraq until it properly genuflects before our government is sickening. Sickening to hear about. Sickening to even think about. I don't like it. People say, oh, but we're so much safer. And you go, oh, yes, well, let's just make the whole world safe. Let's just nuke all of them. Then we'll be so much safer. I don't know why anybody has, oh, we don't do that. You go, please. We went to Iraq, stomped all over them, took over their country, and now we refuse to leave until everybody just genuflects before us. And behaves just exactly the way we want them to. I'm sorry. Oh, we're not like that. Please. We're a lot closer to that than we are to being nice, generous people who tell everybody else in the world to live and let live. You know? But America has not been about that kind of behavior for nearly 200 years. Hasn't done that in ages. Anyway, so, I'm here at my destination. I don't really have anything to do here, but I'm going this way anyway. We'll see how it goes. I didn't want this to be a religious thing or to say things. I guess it's not. Nor did I want it to be really political. I don't feel like it's a political issue either. I don't support many of the candidates for the simple reason that, I'm sorry, I find them obtusely rude and cocky and acting like whatever America does, whatever's done in the name of America, is beautiful and wonderful. And, you know, and it's like, wait, we're torturing people in other countries. Heck, we set up secret prisons. And the only reason why we know about it is because somebody ratted on it. Secret prisons in other countries so he can do torture better so he don't have to feel all guilty about it. You know, we had a big fight about whether the Constitution extended to other people. I thought the Constitution was simply a statement of the rights of man, period. No, it's only the right of citizens now. If you're not in America, we get to treat you like whatever we want to. Mostly like crap. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't want to really get into all that. Getting all animated here. Anyway, so I don't really have a lot of time. This is going to be a short one because I'm already at my destination. I need to stop. This is Jay Nemro. You are listening to The Life Autistic. This has been episode number 657. I don't know what to call it. Being a Christian? I don't know. Anyway, I'll come up with some title based on the first 5 minutes of it, because that's always what I end up doing. whether it really ends up being that way or not. This is Jay Nemro. Have a great day.